Thursday night early in Alateves, and here we are again, still in the same. Okay, Saw Basaw, Ribis, Midrabonon, and Samachay is about Ribis. And by the way, the eights, we saw there's so many heterim that it's almost hard to find. I don't know, by businessmen it might be also. Okay. The last few lines of Sif Yud Aleph in Simas HaMachay, Ubedover Kotn Shein HaDerech LaHakpid B'Yukr V'Zula, a small island which people don't care about. Muta B'Cholinya. The Lachain neighbors can borrow a bag of sugar and the like. Uteris Isha LaHalvos Kika Lechem LaChaverto. And, you know, even though there might have been a price rise in bread, but if there is, it's very small. No one really cares about that. Now, the Poskim say that the litmus test of people don't care about that is if you'd give back less instead of more. So that, well, they also not care. So if they don't care if you gave back less, that's the litmus test. The Poskim are machmir. When in the shuk, it's a very different item, and this might be already a problem of a d'oraisa, not a d'rabbanon. Till now, we're talking about the d'rabbanon because the etzem halvoa is on the commodity itself. So, in the commodity itself, you say, "I lent you an apple, you gave me back an apple. I lent you a bag of sugar, you gave me back a bag of sugar. I lent you a bag of flour, you gave me back a bag of flour." If there's a price fluctuation, it's automatically going to be the d'rabbanon. Because that wasn't what the halva was on, so there we say a small thing we don't care. But let's say you have things that are not a small thing. I misspoke. Maybe it's a small thing, but it's significant enough that it might be ribis d'oraisa because it's in the commodity, not in the price value. For example, medium eggs and large eggs. It's significant enough, you know, even if you say that if I lend you eggs and you give me back eggs, I'm not mechuyev to measure it with a tape measure and make sure it's the same size. But certainly this has a specific name and it's sold at a different price in the supermarket. And even if the price itself is insignificant, let's say, but I feel, and the place can say also, the place can say it, that the fact that there's such a thing in the store called medium eggs and large eggs already makes it into a problem. I lent you a dozen medium eggs and you're giving back a dozen large eggs. And this happens all the time. Because the person says to me, don't make me go get you, you know. I order from the store and I just ordered another dozen eggs and I order large eggs. But it really is a problem. It might even be a problem with the Arisa. Because you're not looking at the price. You're looking at the etzem commodity, and you're giving back more than you gave. It can be a problem with chocolates, with even with flour. You give back, let's say, pre-sifted flour. I don't know. If it's a markedly different item, even Pampers. Someone lends you a box of Israeli Pampers, and you want to give back a box of American Pampers. You know, that's... It's not just the price differential. It's like a whole different. It's a different thing. It's a much higher quality thing. So I think there, in my house, we're very makpid not to accept it.
Person in general can't say is mofil.
Not ribbis. Every ribbis is rotzon. I'm so happy you're accepting from me this extra gift because you let me money. It's my way of saying thank you. I'm expressing gratitude. The Torah forbade expressing gratitude. It sounds like a funny thing to say, but you see, it's also midiyoraisa. Not midiyoraisa. No, it's midiyoraisa. What's also is the expression of gratitude through giving back more money. Maybe I shouldn't say it that way. Midiyoraisa, it's also for me to charge you interest. Because midiyoraisa, I want to correct what I said wrong. Because midiyoraisa, it's only ribis katsutsu that's also. That means we're looking at it from the perspective of the lender, that he can't charge ribis. It's really addressing him. It's not addressing the loaver the way I said it. That's wrong.
So with the eggs,
it's addressing the Midiraisa. Because mid Rabbanon, you can't express gratitude by giving back more than he gave you. Meaning, even if it wasn't made up like that. But the D'oraisa Isser is for him to charge me ribbis. And he's over the Isser even if I never pay it. The very fact that we made up, he's lending me $10, and I have to give him back $11. So the Isser D'oraisa is not expressing gratitude for the loan. That's wrong. The Isser D'oraisa is me not doing the chesed of lending you money for free. Me charging you for lending you money.
So the eggs the borrower did.
What?
So the case with the eggs, with the borrower's doing it.
The eggs is the Rabbanon right away, with large eggs and medium eggs. Yeah, the same thing. If I didn't charge you, it's not the Arisa. If I didn't charge you. I forgot about that element of having an Issa Rebus the Arisa. Only Rebus Katsutsa Osra Teira, which means that the loan was made like that. I'm charging you interest. I'm lending you money, I'm charging you interest. That's just a D'oraisa. These things are all midrabbanan when you come later and you want to, even if I come and want to give you $11 instead of 10. Okay. Yud Beis. By the way, I think Yud Beis is every contract, your standard contract here when they buy houses, it has ribbons in the contract. I was shocked the first time I saw it. Now I'm not shocked anymore, but you have to tell people about it. It talks about paying a month. You know, if you're late with your payment, you have to pay a percentage. And it grows higher and higher.
Mamish
ribbis. What?
The whole contract without being late.
Every mashkanta. No. I'm not talking about the mashkanta with the bank, which is ribbis. Hopefully the bank has a proper hetariska. Talking about the builder, the guy you buy the building from. Talking about them, I don't know when they charge you. Not the mashkanta you get from the bank with which you pay it. You pay ribbis twice. Now the bank lends you money by ribbis. So hopefully they have a proper hetariska. It's sad that they call it ribbis, but that's life. Can't help it. It's a good word. But I'm talking about now. The payments you make to the Kablan. The contracts have you making monthly payments or maybe three, whenever you pay them, it has in there, the standard contract that so many people showed me has a clause of ribbis that if you don't pay on time, you charge an extra 1.5%, whatever, and it keeps increasing. Not a one-time penalty. Okay, we'll stop here. That's what the next Sifim talk about. I've got it.